明けおめ
ことよろ
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしや、各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。他にも無料で使える機能もいろいろあるので、ぜひダウンロードお願いします。1個目、ネイチャーに掲載された UCLA の研究で、人は自分の位置を把握するのと同じ方法で同じ空間にいる他人の位置関係を把握していることが分かりました。実験は転換治療のために脳の中側頭回に電極を移植した複数の被験者の協力のもとで行われました。脳の活動、目の動き、動線を記録するため、被験者にはワイヤレスで電極とつながったコンピューターを背負ってもらい、まず初見の部屋を探索させ、隠しスポットを見つけてもらいました。次に部屋の隅に座らせ、他人が同じように探索する様子を観察してもらうと、自分が探索している時と似たようなパターンで脳波が動いていました。つまり自分の位置の把握と他人の位置のトラッキングにおいて脳が同じような活動をしていることがわかります。
A study published in Nature by UCLA found that humans use the same method to track the positions of other people as they do to track their own position. In the study, the researchers collaborated with volunteers who'd had electrodes implanted in their medial temporal lobe in order to treat epilepsy. The researchers had the subjects wear a computer, which recorded the wireless transmissions from the implants and monitored their brain activity and eye movement, as well as the path they walked. The subjects were first shown a room for the first time and asked to find a hidden spot. Next, subjects were asked to sit in the corner and watch another subject look around the room as they did for the hidden spot. When they saw the other person approach the hidden spot, they exhibited the same brainwave patterns as they did when it was themselves.
そう、ちょっと久しぶりで口が回ってないんだけど、私。
Yeah.
ね、
I feel
これなんか、あの、National Institutes of Health のBrain Initiative っていうので賞を取ったらしくて、
うん、
そのこれの実験の前にね、そのチームが、
うん、
それが$3.3 million だから$300万、
That's
a lot. 3億円ぐらい、
うん、
そうで、それを使ってこの装置を開発したらしいのね、
うん、
要は脳に刺さってる電極にワイヤレスで情報を送って、その記録してるコンピューターを本人に背負ってもらうっていう。で、目の動きもモニターしないといけないから、こう顔の前になんかこうピヨンってちょっとなんていうの、アンコウみたいな感じで出てるんだよね。まあ、その写真があるんだけど、あの顔の前じゃないか、上について、うーん、まあでも
なんかね、 You can sleep with it?
I guess、 まあ普通にこうなんていうの、水泳帽みたいな、なんかリュック背負って水泳帽かぶって後ろにケーブルがちょっと垂れてるぐらいの、うん、だからこれまでってやっぱりあの寝てもらって脳をモニターするみたいな、
うん、
しかできないから、こう自由にさ動き回ってもらうっていうのはなかなか難しかったらしいんだけど、
うん、
まあ、今回それも開発しましたと。で、まあ、例えば混んでるところで複数列がみんなが並んでて、どの列に自分が並んだら一番早いかなって判断するときとか、あと単純に混んでる駅で人にぶつからないように歩き続けるみたいなときに、どこに壁や障害物があって、どこを他人が動いてて、どっちに向かってきてるみたいな、そういうのを判断するときに、自分の位置から見たときの他人の動きと自分の位置関係を常にこう把握してないといけないわけじゃん。
Do you think there could be differences between these brainwave patterns in people from different cultures, for example? Like, you're talking about people lining up and where they should line up, for example. But there's pretty significant differences in how people perceive, like, interpersonal space and navigate through crowds of people, right? Based on the culture or...
Right. でもまあ、それも、 もさ、まあ、パーソナルスペースの大きさって確かに文化で全然違うけど、
うん、
人をトラッキングするってその根本的なとこは一緒だもんね。別に、なんていうの、
yeah, それによって自分がど、like、how it works, right? is the same.
Yeah.
But there might be a different like
interpretation. そうね。それによって最終的に自分がどこに行くかっていうのは文化に左右される部分もあるよね。確かに。Mm. 空港とかにいると一番わかりやすいけど、国によってはもうね、真後ろにあのかかととかかとつけるみ、あ、違う、かかととつま先をつけるみたいな。あの、yeah. 国もあるからね。いや。そう、でも面白いよね。
Your heels were touching, that'd be great.
No, seriously, in some countries, people do that.
I see like buses in some, like those buses in India or something.
Yeah, or some like Middle Eastern countries or Chinese people sometimes. まあ、靴同士まで行かないけど、その完全に自分のカバンとか髪の毛ぐらいにはもう触っちゃってるみたいな。
But Japan is famous for having high tolerance for people in your personal space too, you know?
いや、そう、日本も言われるね。満員電車もあるし。Yeah.
Into trains.
そうそう、まあ、今はねちょっとパンデミックだからないけど、普通にデパートの初売りとかねだけでももうガーッと人が詰まってるみたいな。
Yeah, I wonder if there is some difference in how people subconsciously process interpersonal space or where people are after the pandemic, because you kind of have a reason to be more aware of people getting too close orYou know, there's
a
fear response.
Yeah, で、これ、この研究見てても思ったけど、やっぱ処理してる情報の量半端ないよね。その人も動いてるわけだし、なんて言えばいいの？その壁と障害物と、その他人の位置と他人と自分の位置関係とかを全部さ、一瞬でこう、処理してるわけじゃん。
This reminds me, some people have this uncanny ability to keep track of where everyone is in video games. And my brother, so me and my brother played a lot of FPS shooters competitively, and we were very competitive with each other about it. And, but back then,when we were playing, you would play on the same screen, right? Right now, everyone plays online and you can't see other people's screens.
Right.
I would consistently, when I spawned, I would look at the floor and try to find my way to a weapon while looking at the floor. And the reason why I couldn't look up is the second I would look up anywhere, my brother would know exactly where I was and he would just throw a grenade and I would just die. Like within 1 second.Like, he had the ability to keep track of exactly where he is, which is normal, unless you're, like, really bad. And he would know exactly where I was better than I did at any... He would look at the floor and sometimes know where I was.
Right.
And there are people that can do this with four screens. They know exactly where everyone is, and they kind of know... They can predict your path, too.So this ended with me, like he killed me like 50 times in a row or something. I got zero.
Yeah.
And one of the last deaths of mine was I walked around a wall and then the grenade, this sticky grenade stuck to my face the second I stepped out. Right. Now he couldn't have known to throw that unless he predicted my path.
Right.
So this, it makes this study sort of feel more believable or relatable that people, that we do observe that people have this ability, an ability that tracks your position as if it were their own.
Right.
Right.
脳内でマップを作る能力が突出してると、その自分がどこにいるかだけじゃなくて、その他人の まあ、ゲームで言うとだから他人の視点を見るだけでそれがどこか一瞬で判断できるということだもんね、
mm-hmm. I think it's a predatory instinct we probably evolved.
Right. I have zero ability of that. Like,
oh, really?
昨日ちょうどね夫に言ってたんだけど、なんかこれショッキングすぎてあんまなんかあのその当時夫にも言わなかったんだけど、あのカリフォルニアで夫の両親の家に泊まった時に夜中にトイレ行きたくなったのね、
mm-hmm.
で自分たちの寝室を出てで真っ暗なの、本当に真っ暗、あの何の光もない、
mm-hmm.
あのマジで何にも見えない状態ね、なんか暗いけどちょっと見えるとかじゃなくて本当にもう何にも見えない、たまにあるじゃん、
mm-hmm.
で自分の寝室のドアを開けてまっすぐ廊下を横切れば目の前にトイレがあるわけ、
うん、
だでなんかドア開けてこっそり閉めないとね音がしちゃうから振り返ってドアを閉めるじゃん、
うん、
でそのまままた真逆に向けばトイレにフェイスするはずじゃない、
うん、
と思ったんだけど歩いても歩いてもたどり着かないわけ、もうすぐ壁ドアがあると思ったのに、
うん、
でそれ結局そのまっすぐ歩いたつもりが思いっきり完全に右に向いて歩いてて、
うん、
で、あ、ドアあった、これトイレだと思って開けたら義理の両親の寝室だったので、まあ二人寝てて、あ、やべと思ってこっそりまた閉めて、でもそれがなんて言えばいいんだろうね、あまりにもショッキングすぎて自分が
How'd you get back?
だからもう壁を伝って壁を触っていくしかないこれはと思って、もう自分のことも何も信じられないし。
How long did it take you to get back though? Like 20 minutes or just like a few seconds or?
I don't know, but 壁伝いに行って、まあ一応トイレにはちゃんとたどり着けたんだけど、その暗闇の中で急にそのオリエンテーションがあまりにもめちゃくちゃになったことに自分ですごいショックで。
うん、
ここまでダメかっていう、
なんか自分がどっ
自分がどっちを向いてるのかなんとなく感覚でわかるじゃん普通、
うん、
見えなくてもさあ今右向いたはずみたいな右向いたはずっていうかこれぐらいの角度の方向向いてるはずみたいな、それがもうだから90度ちょうど90度間違ってたわけだよね、だから自分でびっくりしちゃって。
Do you think you could just close your eyes and turn around 180 degrees? 普通に? Like in your room?
I think so. あとでもね、その
That wouldn't be 90, right? That would be crazy.
角度もあるし、その距離、距離も暗闇の中だと全然私つかめないってことが子供産んでから分かったんだけど、その今息子が自分たちのベッドの横にもう一個子供用のベッドを置いて同じ部屋で寝てるのね。で子供が寝た後に自分がこっそりさ夜中、まあ、寝るために寝室入るじゃん、
うん、
そうするともう自分の寝室なんて毎日入ってるじゃんにもかかわらずちょっと暗いだけで、うん、そのベッドの距離がベッドまでの距離が分かんないんだよね、だからもうあと 2,3 歩あるだろうと思って思ったらもうベッドで足を強打するとかなんていうの、そういう
What is that feeling like when you thought you knew where you were and then you realize that you
weren't.
I've thought of a few situations where I felt that. One was when I was scuba diving. My partner kicked some dust and I thought I was like in the same place.
Yeah.
But I wasn't. When the dust cleared, I was somewhere else. And I was like, what, what? For a split second, I was like, I'm going to die. And then I was like, right. Oh, I'm right here. But,
well, I mean, yeah.
Or like those mirror houses.
You're...
You get that in the mirror house sometimes, no? Have you been in those? Where there's just like mirror,
yeah.
mirror, mirror. And
yeah,
you
yeah,
think
yeah.
you know where you are. And then you run into a mirror. And it's like, oh my God, I don't know anything about what's going on anymore.
Yeah. But in those situations, you're in a new environment, right? That you're not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, it's in my own bedroom.
But when it's dark, it's a new environment, you know. I get that driving sometimes. I'm driving somewhere. I drive a lot. But if I drive at a different time than I usually do, I don't recognize.
No, but I've been in my bedroom at nighttime without lights on so many times. Like, it's not new.
Wait, so are you getting
worse?
I mean,
I go in there every day. I'm not getting worse, but like, okay. I just get worse temporarily once in a while. I don't know. なんて言うんだろうね。I might be, なんていうの、空間の察知能力。
Are you
暗闇の中での空間察知能力がすごいない。
Hmm. Are you trying to see when the lights are off? Like, are you imagining that you're seeing? Because I imagine that I'm seeing. Even though I can't see, I sort of imagine where everything is. Like,
yeah, that's what
3D.
I do. Yeah, but that image is wrong.
I see.
Or that image is not wrong, but だから多分自分の歩幅だ記憶してる距離と方向が間違ってるのかな、わかんない。なんかでも自分で自分にびっくりするよ。
One thing I was thinking about is how this awareness may, this monitoring of someone else's position may change depending on how you characterize that person, right? So if someone that looks potentially like threatening, or like, yeah, someone potentially threatening like comes into a bar or something, I think it's a common instinct for people's minds to sort of monitor the first, you know, 30 seconds after they come in. And if it seems fine, then it's, you know, it's whatever, but.
Yeah. And actually, I went to the park yesterday with my son. And なんかその時初めて着てたダウンコートがあって、なんかフードが結構大きくてふわふわっていうのがついてるわけ。でそれを着て歩いてると息子が自分のなんだろう真横よりちょっと後ろに来ちゃうと見えないのね、そのフードのせいで。でそれが意外とすごいストレスで、そのどこにいるか急に見失うっていう、見失うって言っても本当自分のもう 真後ろにいるんだけど。なんかちょろちょろ公園で走り回ってて近くにいるのに視界に入ってない、どこにいるのか分かんない状況が数秒でもできるっていうのがやっぱすごいストレスなんだよね。だから多分今マイケルが言ったみたいにその誰なのか、その他人っていうのが、まあ、threatening な人なのか自分の子供みたいに守らなきゃいけない対象なのかとかによっても多分、まあ、ちょっと違うよねきっと。
Yeah, I think likeWomen walking at night may feel this heightened awareness of someone walking behind them. So, you know, I'll often avoid walking behind a woman at night, even if we happen to be going in the same direction. Or if I'm urinating, I'm very aware of anyone behind me. If I'm peeing, like 80% of my brain is just monitoring what's behind me. I don't know if everyone's like that,
right.
But I'm just like, and it's not like people are trying to, you know, pull my pants down or control or something while I'm urinating. That's not happening, but.
Right, but you're still being vulnerable, right? I mean, you can't really move.
It's hard to fight back
if you're like in the middle of peeing.
Yeah.
Yeah. 次。台湾在住の被験者500人を対象にしたワシントン州立大学の研究で、自宅から少なくとも 120km 離れた場所に定期的に旅行している人は、ほとんど旅行しない人や全く旅行しない人より幸福度が 7% 高くなっていることが分かりました。幸福度を左右するのは仕事、家族、友人関係などが大きな要因ですが、旅行経験の積み重ねも小さいながら明白な要因となっていました。過去の研究では単発の旅行や単発の休暇と幸福度との関係性を分析するものが多く、今回は旅行したことによる効果の持続に注目しました。調査では 50% 強の人が年間4回以上は遊びで旅行すると答えていました。
A study by Washington State University surveying 500 people in Taiwan found that those who regularly traveled at least 120 kilometers away from homeTended to be 7% happier. While many factors affect happiness, including work, family, and relationships, friendships, travel has a small but clear effect on happiness. While past studies have largely looked at the effect of a single trip or vacation, this study looks at the lasting effects of travel. In the survey, more than half of subjects traveled more than 4 times per year.
そう、今まさに誰も旅行行けないからあのこそちょっと現実逃避したくてこの話あの選んだだけなんだけど単純に120キロだと東京からだと熱海が102キロ箱根80キロ川口湖で100キロ奥多摩まで70キロとか、
うん、
だからまあちょっと温泉行くとかまあ、もうどっかに奥多摩にキャンプ行くとか、
うん、
そういう感じだよね。
Well, it's not like the effect is literally like from the distance, right? It's the distance is just really correlated with,
yeah, but I think
it being
it's like
different, a different
そうそうそうそう
environment.
全然
you know?
違う場所に行くっていうこと。そうそう。だから、yeah. 年間4回以上では遊びで旅行するっていうのを見て一瞬なんかこのパンデミックに慣れすぎてるから4回もって思ったんだけどまああるよね。あのうちの場合は多分もともとは夏にどっか海外行って冬に、まあ、夫の実家の方に行くからでプラス、まあ、1回キャンプ行って1回温泉行ってとかあったら余裕で4回だもんね。
うん、
so, どっか行きたいね。
I think there are people that are hitting that 4 times, even over the last year.
I guess, まあ GoTo やっちゃってたしね。まあ、まあこの状況でも行ってる人は行ってるのかもしれないけど。But,
Yeah, GoTo is all about travel, right?
Yeah, well, GoTo travel と GoTo eat もあったでしょ。
Yeah,
外食と旅行。
Yeah.
一回も何も使わなかった。Go to eat も Go to travel も。
I didn't either.
何の恩恵も受けないまんまだった。
Yeah, I didn't. I guess a lot of people did though. I know people who did. So
I know people who did too, but it felt kind of weird. あの Go to eat とかその結局ポイントがもらえるっていうかそのサービスを使わないといけないわけじゃん。なんかそれもめんどくさいしそんなに外食も行ってないしもういいよみたいな。
So you didn't want it. It wasn't like a principled decision or something. It's just you weren't that interested in what it was offering, or
yeah, I mean, I didn't ask for it with a picket sign outside or anything. But.
And this is a survey, and so
yeah,
I think we just know that there's a correlation, right? Do we know that there's causation here, or
no? It's based on a small survey.
Maybe happier people just travel more.
Ah, so so so. それもだからあるよ。あの、ハッピーだから、まあその収入面とかもあるかもしれないし、単純に。あの、旅行してるからハッピーっていうよりかはハッピーだからハッピーな要素が揃ってるからよく旅行できてるみたいなのもあるのかもしれない。それは分かんないけど、でもやっぱ一人で知らない国に行きたい。いや知らない国でその言語が話せない国、英語と日本語が通じないところに行った時の、そう、なんかあの高揚感っていうか、あ、一人で行って全然言葉も分かんないし場所も分かんないし何も分かんないけど普通に生活できてるみたいな、普通に電車も乗って普通にご飯もちゃんと食べて全然楽しく過ごせてる自分みたいな、すごい達成感があるじゃん。あれが懐かしいというか、まあ、結婚してからは1回しかできてないけどそういうのは、でも、それやりたいね。落ち着いたら、
Yeah. I think travel is a big. It should be a big part of of life. I mean, it's exploring. It's your individual exploration. It's like, yeah, somebody else has been there. Yeah, they've taken pictures. Yeah, you can read about it on Wikipedia. But there's that individual, like, you need to explore and see new things and see how different people have different approaches to life and I don't know. It's novelty. Yeah. It's novelty is what is the catalyst for all thought. If you just no novelty is literally the same thing as yesterday or whatever. So
この研究はそのpleasureの旅行にフォーカスしてたんだけど、まあ、私は会社員に戻りたいなって思うことはないんだけど、一個だけあるとするなら、あの海外出張、
mm-hmm.
めっちゃ行ってた時すごい充実感があったな。なんか結構私は恵まれてて、すごい弾丸のスケジュールじゃなかったのね毎回、
mm-hmm.
あのすごいホワイトな企業だったから、そういう意味ではまあまあのんびりする時間もあって、それは良かったなって、今特にどこにも行けないから思います、うん、いつから普通に旅行行けるようになるんだろうね。
Well, I mean we have fresh strains rolling out and the situation doesn't seem to have dramaticallyimproved or even gotten on a more positive trajectory, except for the introduction of the vaccines. I mean, that's the only real progress that I can detect is the vaccines. And, you know, that's aspiring towards a herd immunity, right?
Yeah. うちも子供が丸々1年間おじいちゃんおばあちゃんに会ってないからさ、子供の1年間ってめっちゃ長いっていうか、すごい大きくなるし、めっちゃ喋れるようになるし、変化がすごいからさ、なんか会えない間に別人になっちゃうわけじゃないけど、なんか多分おじいちゃんおばあちゃん側からするとすごい会ってない感じがさらにすると思うんだよね、
うん、
だそれはすごいかわいそうだなって思うけど。
It just keeps going, doesn't it? You know, this whole thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it is 2021 now.
Yeah, 2021.
Remember at the beginning, the idea was, how many weeks was it to slow the spread and all the, you know, all the sort of the way a lot of people were thinking about the disease when it first came on, you know, very few people thought it would be a year on.
Yeah, like this. まあ最初だって政府がなんて言ってたんだっけ、なんかこれから先に2、3週間が勝負ですみたいな感じでずっと言って、yeah. でもそれがいつからの2週間なのかを言わなかったから、何週間も結構この先2週間がみたいなことを言ってたんだよ、
mm-hmm.
いつからいつの2週間なんだみたいな感じはちょっとあったけど、まあ今日もねアメリカすごいことになってるけど、なんかパンデミック忘れてる感すごいよね。
It's totally on the back burner
ね、その人が集まっ、なんか単純に会食とか集まるだけでもダメっていう話のはずが、あれみたいな。
I mean, it's been that way for quite a while in the U.S. though, to be fair. Like, there have been very large protests and gatherings at which there's been plenty of mitsu going on for
Yeah.
long time. I think it is disappointing that here we are in the next year and things kind of have this like there's no sense of like renewed anything. There's no sense at all that this is like we've turned a page or anything. You know.
だから今日もまあね大変なことになってるから、あの義理の父も I think he'sPretty upset, and he was sending messages on our group chat. なんかそれ見た時に本当にもうちょっと待って、新年のこのなんかフレッシュな感じもう全部なくなったじゃんと思って、
I'm still keeping it fresh
今日の出来事のせいでちょっと待ってちょっと待ってみたい、早い早い、まだ7日だよ、なんかこう一旦区切りつけてさ、みんなさよしっていう感じだったじゃんみたいな。
I don't think it was though.
やめて。
It never was.
It never was for some people. I know that, but for me, you know, その聞いて知らなければさ、だってもう ignorance is bliss じゃないけど。
What was your New Year's like?
New Year's.お雑煮作った。
It's only a week ago.
もう記憶がない。いや、クリスマスの方がなんか、
何、 You don't remember New Year's? Did you do 初詣、
うん、初詣行ってないよ、
へえ。
いや、なんか混んでたらやだなと思って。
混んでないよ、そんなに。
混んでなかった、no? あ、今は混んでない。
I went on the second and there was...Like nobody. Well,
no
you
one?
Just
okay.
You don't go to, you know, the big major spots. You just find a small.
Yeah. Ah, まあね.
Because you can do it anywhere. Hatsumode. You don't have to go to, you know, like Meiji.
Yeah, なんかね、家の近くのやつがまあまあこう有名なやつなのよ。だからそれもあって多分こう。近所の人だけじゃないから来るのが、だからやめとこうかなと思って、まあだって、
well, mine is like that too. The one near where I live.
なんかほら、神道とかさ、仏教は寛容じゃん。だから別に行かなくても多分神様とか別に散るじゃん。まあまあそうだよね。パンデミックだしみたいな感じで。
I watched the New Year's celebrations and
it's all the あ、あの NHK のやつ、ゴーンみたいなやつ。
No, on live stream, like around the world. I watched.
ああ、
watched,
そういうこと。
I tried to watch the Japanese New Year's, but we had some technical issues and I ended up watching a live stream from within VR, but which was awkward. But I was watching the one in New York City, and you know they've got everyone's got the Planet Fitness purple and yellow stuff, and which is just cringe. And but worse than that, the whole New Year's celebration, you know, they got the, what is that thing, the ball that comes down?
え、それやったの今年?
Yeah, they did that whole...
え、そうなの? Times Square のやつ?
Yeah, they did the whole Times Square thing and everything. They had performances, they had celebrities like on stage.
What?
And, ちょっと待って。 Yeah, you didn't know this?
あ、そうじゃん。
No, they did the whole thing, and everyone was completely decked out in Planet Fitness.
Eh?
You don't know the Planet Fitness thing?
Eh, 誰が perform したの?
I don't know. Just like the, it's mostly in Spanish. I don't know why. But
eh, でもいつもなんかすごい有名な人来るじゃん。
Yeah. I don't know any of them. Okay, I watched, and I didn't know. I'm like, who is this lady? And she was really aggressively shaking her butt. I think she's from Brazil. I think she's from Brazil, and her butt is just really prominent, and she was shaking it a lot.
Okay.
I forgot what I was. I'm so like.
Oh, Jennifer Lopez とかもいたんだ。
Oh, J-Lo was there?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh. Anyways, it
Wait,
was horrible.
What?
This whole thing was horrible.
やったんだ、これ。
They had like 20 people there in the crowd. And they had to like buy, they had to like buy, like rent, like a little box or something. I don't know.
It was kind of weird.
But the whole Times Square like building thing is all Kia. It's just Kia, Kia, Kia. It's got cars rotating on it, and even during the countdown and the drop, they played a massive Kia ad, and I couldn't even see the it's just all Kia. There's just Kia SUVs everywhere. I just could not believe.
Huh.
It was just the level of just corporate sellout. Like, this is the new year. This is like the earth went around the sun, you know?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about your car. The whole building's just plastered in Kia. I just couldn't believe it.
So fuck that whole situation.
I don't know. The performers didn't have masks. And
right. Well, they were on stage, right? I guess.
Yeah. But there are a lot of people on the stage, too. But I don't
like
know.
Like dancers.
I'm not about to go, you know, Tom Cruise on this situation.
Yeah, Tom.
And you, and you. Yeah. If I ever see you. I mean, he said you so many times.
I know. He was so mad. 今だからいろんな政治家が日本でこう会食しちゃってましたとか何百人のパーティーしてましたとか見るたんびにもうトム・クルーズに怒られろって思っちゃう。
トム・クルーズ。
トム・クルーズに怒られ
る。 He was at 110% just, yeah, he was fully amped. I could, like,
so
I could imagine his face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Listening to
oh,
the
easily. Yeah.
And I could, I could imagine his like finger pointing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
もう簡単に想像できる。
It's like so familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
いやでもトム・クルーズにああやって怒られたら夜寝れないよ。夜寝れないと思わない。もうなんかショッキングすぎて。It's Tom Cruise, you know.
Well.What was your take on that? Do you think Tom went way too far, or he was just about right, or he I mean, nobody really thinks he didn't go hard enough, but like, what do you make of that?
いや、もうあんなに怒るってこと、だから本当に大変なんだろうなって思った。だからその、だから、ムービーインダストリーを走らせておくためにその雇用をみんなの雇用をキープするために多分責任感もあるだろうしプレッシャーもあるだろうし自分のプロダクションからクラスターが出たら大変なことになるとかさで多分いろんなガイドラインがあってみんな従ってね従ってねって言ってるにもかかわらずみたいなもう最後の最後のもう我慢できないみたいなのだったのかなと思った普段私はあのトム・クルーズ結構こう揶揄する側の人間っていうかさなんかねまあ人を殺して埋めてもバレないみたいなさあのこととか言ってるけど、まあ、あれはねなんかまあすごいストレスなんだろうなと思ったけど
It was very powerful. It reminded me of the his、
yeah.
Have you seen Tom Cruise's speech in the Scientology church?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Where he just seems like...
I mean, I love this topic, you know? I've seen the documentary, and I... It's so strange, and... I don't know. Fascinating. あれ、不思議じゃん。
Is he like a legitimate... I don't know if legitimate is the right word, but is he is he currently leading a cult, or is that not...Or,
I don't know.
I mean, I guess it depends if you think of Scientology as a cult, but
like as of today, right now, I have no idea. But
like he's still running Scientology, right?
I assume so.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. But.
I don't know. I've never had the impression that this is something he is going to quit someday.
Yeah,
but I don't know how
like
it works.
Travolta and
yeah,
a bunch of other people are in that, like Will Smith or
I thought
was he
Will
just,
Smith denied it.
He just tried
like
it out a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm not really sure what's going on.
Hmm.
まあ大体トム・クルーズに焦点当たってるからそのサイエントロジーの話の時。
That recording reminded me of Christian Bale and his meltdown.
Right. Yeah.
And he was like yelling at one of the lighting guys
yeah.
that kept walking into the scene.
Yep.
Yeah.
そういうのちょうどさ、こう起点を聞かせてっていう、っていうのか分かんないけど、すぐにこう録音してやろうっていう人がいるのもすごいよね。なんか、あ、ブチ切れてる、録音しちゃおうみたいな。そのなんていうの。
But that sort of thing must be happening all the time, you know. I'm sure, like, there are big movie directors and stuff that, like, lose their friggin' mind.
Yeah.
You know, people get upset in
yeah,
various
for sure.
work situations.
But, like, なんか自分だったら、トム・クルーズがあんなにブチ切れてる時に、なんかそれに飲み込まれてしまって、録音しようとか発想すらも浮かばなそう。もう、ってなって
。
めっちゃ怒ってるじゃん、みたいな。
The way he singles people out, his you, you know,
yeah, yeah,
is
yeah,
so
yeah.
powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
You!
So,
you!
めっちゃ怖い。
Like, I'm, it's like, yeah. wait, me? No. I'm just listening. I'm just listening to the audio. It's not me.
Yeah. Yeah. でもね、
yeah, there's
まあ、怒りたくなる。怒りたくなる気持ちはなんか想像はできるけどね。
Yeah.
次。
Kyoto University and Sumitomo Forestry are working to launch a wooden satellite which would burn up on re-entry to Earth without releasing harmful substances into the atmosphere. Takao Doi, an astronaut and professor at Kyoto University, stated the following in an interview with the BBC. We are very concerned with the fact that all satellites which re-enter the Earth's atmosphere burn and create tiny alumina particles which float in the upper atmosphere for many years. Eventually, it will affect the environment of the Earth. According to the World Economic Forum, there are currently around 6,000 satellites in orbit around Earth, and approximately 60% of them are defunct. According to the U.S. Space Surveillance Network, there are over 128 million pieces of debris in orbit around Earth that are smaller than 1 centimeter, 900,000 pieces between 1 and 10 centimeters, and 34,000 objects that are larger than 10 centimeters. The vast majority of this debris is made from aluminum or other metals.
京都大学と住友林業は地球への再突入時に有害物質を大気に放出せずに完全燃焼できる木星の人工衛星の打ち上げに取り組んでいます。自らが宇宙飛行士でもある京都大学の井上隆夫教授は BBC のインタビューで次のように答えています。すべての人工衛星は地球の大気への再突入時に燃えて微細なアルミニウムの粒子を生み出しますが、それが長年にわたって上層大気を浮遊し続けることに私たちは大変懸念を感じています。ゆくゆくは地球の環境に影響があるからです。世界経済フォーラムによると、現在地球の軌道上には約6000個の人工衛星があり、そのうち約 60% は機能していません。米国宇宙監視ネットワークによると、地球の軌道上には1センチ未満の破片が1億2800万個以上、1から10センチの間のものが90万個、10センチを超えるものが3万4000個あります。この宇宙ゴミの大部分はアルミニウムまたは他の金属でできています。
Yep.
うん。そもそもなんでアルミなんだっけっていうと安いとか軽いとかってこと？
Yeah. Those two. And it's easy to work with. It's very easy to shape aluminum.
だその木を使っても安くて軽いをクリアできる方法を見つけたってこと？どうにか。
Well, they haven't really revealed what type of wood they're going to be using or what their exact strategy is. They say that it's their trade secret. But I mean, it seems.I mean, they're saying they're going to do it, so it seems possible. I mean, I don't know. Like, wood, aluminum is also good because it dissipates heat very well.
Ah, そうだよね、そっか。
But
どうなんだ?
there are satellites that may not need that. You know, they may not need the particular properties of aluminum, and they maybe could use wood. But I mean, I don't know if I'm assuming the satellite will do something other than just burn up, you know, other than just be made of wood, right? Like, what does a satellite do? Like, what does it do? Does it, is it just made of wood and it, you know, doesn't do anything? Or? So, you know, what a satellite made of wood might be able to do and at what cost, it'd probably have some significant disadvantages compared to aluminum or other materials that are currently in use.
But... 何年ぐらい耐久性があるかとかもでしょ、だってその打ち上げた後にどれぐらい使うのかとか。
So, there would have to be some benefit to using the wood, which would be, let's say, there are some regulations instituted that require that all operators in space deorbit their satellites, and, you know, perhaps there's a fine if it's adding alumina to the atmosphere or something like that. I don't know. But similarly to the way that you would tax externalities on Earth, you would want to tax any externalities generated by doing business in space, which is, you know, the creation of orbital debris. So you could actually have a financial case if using wood would make the satellite either compliant or allow you to deorbit it in an easier way, you know, because they have these expensive projects now that are, and we talked to the space sweepers, but there's a lot of money going into technologies to capture debris or deorbit satellites. So maybe a satellite that's designed to deorbit other satellites would be made of wood.
Right. So っか.
And of course, not the whole thing could be made of wood, right?
Yeah.
Just certain.
そうだよ。そりゃそうだ。
The whole thing couldn't be made of wood. It would still need to have electronics.
Yeah. That would be kind of funny. Like, なんかすごいとか通り越して。I don't know.
Yeah, a wooden rocket.
Yeah. そっか。あの、12月の、あれな、いつだ、まあ、前半のどっかでの平日に上野の国立科学博物館に行ったのよ。超ガラガラだったんだけど、しかもなんかパンデミックの間にやっちゃおうっていうことなのかわかんないけど、すごいこう、改修工事みたいな、あの、やってて、だから閉まってるブロックもいっぱいあったんだけど、まあ、子供に恐竜の骨を見せたくて行ったら、あの何、糸川はやぶさが持ってきたやつ、あの前に持ってきたサンプルとか、あとあの JAXA の岩本さんが多分あれ番組の中で話してくれたか個人的に話した時に教えてもらったのか忘れちゃったけど、その日本で最初に作ったこのちっちゃいロケット、もうこんなちっちゃい手乗りみたいなあれとかが あるのよ。あったの。
Cool.
あの、国立科学博物館に。では、ここにあるんだと思って。
Did you take a picture of it?
I took a picture. I took a lot of pictures of my son. でもね、あの、やっぱ、人は全然いないんだけど、まあ、パラパラと、あの、まあ、事前予約制でパラパラとはいて、ただその、宇宙のコーナーが結構こう、宇宙のコーナーっていうか、あれさ、自然史と科学技術史が混ざってるっていうか、同じ博物館の中にあるじゃん、どうしてもこう、自然史の方に子供とかはさ、興味があるから、科学技術の方はすごいこう、閑散としていて、人が一人もいないみたいな。だからすごい、まあ、ある意味、あの、安全にゆっくり見れたけど。
What do you think of the science museums? I find them to be super lame compared to what they could be.
Yeah.
But
いや、なんか 上 の, あの特別展があると結構見に行くのね。あのこのパンデミックの前の話ね、なんかやっぱ恐竜展とかさ、ないミュージアムとか、私マイケルと一緒にいたこともあるけど、あのこの常設展だけっていうのを見に大人になって見に行くってなかなかなかったと思うんだよね、
うん、
で大人になってからだとやっぱ海外に行った時に、まあその時しか行けないから、じゃあ大英博物館行くとか Natural History Museum 行くとかはあったけど、だ意外となんかこうこの自然史と科学技術史がどっちもガッチャンコされてるってわかんない。私博物館そんなすごい詳しいわけじゃないけど、なんか自分が大人になって いろんな国で行った中では、こういうふうに同じ建物の中にあるって珍しくないって思ったんだけど、どうなんだろう、
うん、
I don't know.
Probably. I think so.
あの、
I mean, they have dedicated, they have them separately even in Japan, usually, you know.
That's what I thought, but it was, I mean, it's on different floors, but it's in the same building, and it was kind of hard to, the building itself is not that big, so, なんて言えばいいの、なんかどういうふうに見ればいいのか、よくわかんなかった。でもそれは工事してるからなのか、うん、I don't know. でも子供の時はすごい通ってたんだけど。
What's yeah, the coolest thing you saw at the science, in the science portion?
I don't know. Well, you mean the, well, I don't know. I was more interested in the natural history part. I mean, they had like really cool... A visual demonstration of like human evolutions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, なんかいろんなところから来た隕石とか、なんかこういろいろ展示されてて、that was really cool.
But did it say how humans evolved?
Yeah, they kind of, yeah. I mean, the visual one was, kind of,まあ、子供が見てもわかるような感じっていうか、楽しかったけど、確かに科学技術のところすっごい渋いんだよね。なんか渋すぎる。渋すぎ、あの、メディカルのセクションはすごい面白かった、やっぱり。面白かったし、自分が子供の時見た、これ見たなって覚えてたぐらいだから、多分、記憶に残りやすい、印象深い。でも近代技術ってなんかその車とかさ、電気とか、自分が興味あんまないのもあるかもしれないけど、I don't know.
I would love for there to be like a
Boston Dynamics Museum.
Yeah, like, or like a, yeah, a theme
yeah,
park.
Yeah, that would be fun.
A theme park that's just robotics, or a theme park that's just yeah. about electricity. Just electricity. I have massive Tesla coils.Like, there are amazing, amazing phenomena with plasma and electricity that can be shown to people, can be demonstrated in public, and they don't. We don't have it.
Have you been to Miraikan? 科学未来館? 私が子供の時はまさになんか未来館がそういうイメージだったけど、今どういう感じなのかわかんない。行きたいなと思ってるけど。
But that's you not saw a the... theme park, right? That's like
No. It's a museum focused on 科学未来館, like latest technologies and stuff. Demo, 今どんな感じかわかんない。You saw the video, right? Boston Dynamics の踊ってるやつ.
Yeah, I sent it to you.
Oh, you sent it to me?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought I saw it on TV. Yeah.
What'd you think?
Yeah, I never really like when they make them seem cute.
People seem to like that video. That video went very viral.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of people think it's CGI.
Hmm.
Like they actually think that video is CGI.
Interesting.
And people are trying to tell them this is not CGI.They're like, come on, bro. That's CGI. I know CGI when I see it. That's CGI. It's not CGI. Well, I don't think it's CGI. but some people think it is.
Huh.
You don't think it's CGI, do you?
No. And I again, I don't like it when they try to make them look cute.
Yeah, that was a huge, you know, Skynet PR.
Yeah, it's like it's a
stunt.
Relatively new thing. I mean, before it was all about 普通の実験動画みたいなばっかりだったじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
でやっぱりさ、こう 2010年代後半ぐらいに恐ろしい感じになってきてから。 可愛くしようみたいな、可愛くして好感度を上げないとみたいな感じがある。
Mm-hmm. These robots have enormous potential as warfare assets, obviously.
Yeah.
And autonomous robotics have already become a huge part of warfare. And
いや、まさに去年だってアゼルバイジャンのさ。
まあ、戦争してたじゃん。それとか完全にもう、あ、これはいかに無人機、ドローンをより精度の高いドローンを多く持ってる方が勝つかっていう話なんだなって思ったもん。いかに人を使わずに済ませるかっていう。Well, a lot of military experts believed that Armenia had superior infantry and superior weapons, but the Azerbaijani were able to leverage superior drone technology.
Yeah,
what do they call it? It's like, I forget the technical term for those things. It's like loitering explosive or something like that.
Right.
It's the idea is that that you can have a drone or an explosive or something just hanging out somewhere, just yep. waiting. And it's not like an IED where someone needs to run over it. No.
Yep.
As soon as it sees any of what you consider the enemy, it can just fly into them and detonate a charge. So, cool. And this was a part of, there was a sci-fi short film called Slaughter Bots.
Okay.
That it's like a little sci-fi documentary. It looks like a TED talk where this guy is showing this weaponized drone.
Hmm.
That mini documentary was a warning to the public that these drones could absolutely be weaponized. And you know, I don't know how these larger scale robots would exactly play into that. You know, maybe you'd have a robot cheetah, and the robot cheetah is like an aircraft carrier for like thousands of small drones that pop off its back, or who knows.
Yeah.
But it's perfectly on track to become the Terminator series.
Yeah, 本当にそうだよね。
As cute as that video is, you know, with the...
Yeah.
What are those robots? Like, what do you... There's like a... There's the snake head.
Yeah, the dog, yellow one. Yeah.
Right? And yeah. Then there's the... That ostrich. So, what do you... What? Like, it's like an ostrich, but it's... I don't know. do we have names for like these like what do you call it? Anatomies of robots?
I actually don't know if they name those. だからなんか足もみたいなさ、そういうのはないのかな。でもあったら多分。Ashimo
is so shoboy now. Ashimo is it's humanoid, right?
Yeah, yeah, but I mean like, なんていうの? なんかそういうかわいい名前というかさ、固有名詞が一個一個のモデルについてる。まあ、I think so.
名前はあるんだろうけど。 Right? Isn't it Spot? The dog one.
Oh, it's called Spot? Okay.
But it's Spot with the snake head.
Right.
I don't think Spot originally... Did Spot have that snake head? I can't remember.
I don't know.
But it's weird because it's, you know... It's biomimetics, but they're combining parts of different animals.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you have a dog, but it also has a snake head.
Right. Right.
And then you have this ostrich thing, but it has like wheels and it's... I don't know. I'd like to know the names of these form factors, if they're even like a consistent.
Yeah. だから本当にああいうのを災害で人を救助するためだけになら使っていいとか。
That's still terrifying.
そういうふうに世界的にちゃんとみんなが約束できるならいいけど。って感じ。
Yeah, that's like Asimov's laws of robotics or something, right?
うん。
I forgot to mention about this Illumina thing. This Doi-san mentioned the potential effects on the environment of Earth. And so I looked into that a little bit, and apparently aluminum can cause the acidification of rainwater by when it rains out of the sky. It can increase concentrations of aluminum in soil and in freshwater.
I see.
Not so much of an impact in, I guess, the ocean, but maybe eventually. But these increased concentrations of aluminum in these environments can affect ecosystems because some creatures, like gilled animals, like fish... they depend on an ion capture process within their osmoregulatory functions. So they use osmosis not to breathe. What do fish do? Drink? They're not drinking.
What?
Breathe.
Breathe. Breathe, right? Yeah,
do you
right?
say breathe for fish? I think you do. I don't know. But they have to perform some osmosis in order to
right.
To live as gilled fish. And aluminum disrupts that process. It could also affect mammals via the food chain because we eat fish. And so there could be some effects there as well. So that's what the alumina concern is. Currently, it's not happening on any scale that would like... really mess us up, but as more and more things go into space, I guess it makes sense to use non-aluminum materials. According to a study published in the Journal of Industrial Ecology, electronic waste in the United States is decreasing. The researchers analyzed the flow of materials, electronic product sales, and product material composition data and determined that there has been a 10% reduction since its peak, which was in 2015. The researchers attribute the reduction to the phasing out of older generation technologies such as cathode ray tube televisions. While the use of toxic chemicals like lead and mercury have decreased, the use of scarce metals and product designs which are difficult to recycle have increased. The researchers suggest that current producer responsibility regulations should be revised to focus on aspects other than mass.
Journal of Industrial Ecology に掲載された研究でアメリカ国内の電子廃棄物が減少していることが分かりました。チームは材料の流れ、電子製品の売上高及び製品の材料組成を分析し、2015年のピークから 10% の減少があったことを確認しました。チームは減少の理由としてブラウン管テレビなど旧世代技術が徐々に消えたことを挙げています。鉛や水銀などの有毒化学物質の使用は減少しているものの、希少金属の使用やリサイクルが難しい製品設計が増加しています。チームは既存の生産者責任規制について、質量以外の側面に焦点を当てるよう改善すべきとしています。
Yep.
面白いね。
So this is for the United States?
Right.
Which seems to be decreasing. In most places, electronic waste is still the fastest growing waste stream.
そうなんだ。
And so globally, electronic waste actually increased from 2018, 50 million tons to 53.6 million tons in 2019.
Whoa.
So it went up by almost 4 million tons in a year recently. Although I think the growth rate is not going up as fast as it was. It's still increasing,
okay.
but it's not in, the rate at which it's increasing is, is not as aggressive as before.
そっか。
But it's still the fastest growing source of waste globally. It comes out to 7.3 kilograms of electronic waste per person per year. How many kilos do you think you generated last year?
I have no idea.
Like less than 5 kilos or more than 20 kilos or where do you think you are?
I mean, I don't buy electronics.
Do you throw electronics away though?
Not really.
There are a lot of electronics though. You know, like
what
earphones. Have you thrown away any earphones?
No.
Have you bought any earphones? Have you thrown away any charging cables or
adapters? Maybe
dongles,
one or two.
Dongles.
Well, not dongles, but maybe one or two charging cables.
Only one or two? I go through like 10 a year, I swear. I buy one. I'm constantly buying charging cables. I don't understand what's wrong with me. They just stop working.
I don't really charge my phone. my phone's always out of battery. Not always, but very often.
I'm charging my phone that I'm using to talk to you right now.
I don't really do that. なんか、でも常にだから携帯の充電がないの私。
And that's fine? It's not dead?
It's not dead.
Now you must be charging it.
いつもギリギリで生活してて、もう本当にだから充電なくなったら充電するみたいな。
You know what I think it is? I've been using the iPhone SE, that 超古い。That's it, the tiny phone.
Yeah.
Oh,
now you say it's tiny?
Now it's tiny. Because I got the... あれ? なんだっけ? 12 mini. Yeah, the mini is larger than this phone that is
How much
mini
though?
All.
How much larger?
It's quite a bit larger.
Ah, so なんだ.
Yeah, it's significantly larger. The SE is way smaller than the mini, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, what do you think of your personal waste?
So I try to use things as long as possible, and I generally don't throw things away until it stops working. But my iPhone would only hold a charge for about maybe 4 hours from full. It's even worse. It's worse now. I actually have to have it plugged in to use it now. But that caused me to plug in and unplug a lot of cables all the time. And my computer is the same way. My backpack is filled with mobile batteries. That I would use to keep my phone and my computer on. My computer, if this power cable comes out even for a second, it dies. There's no battery. So and I had this whole deal with Apple trying to get them to fix it, but they don't want to. Unless I pay for everything and cost more than a new computer. So I think that caused me to just burn through a lot of cables and
a lot of people use tons of mobile batteries, right? And they keep buying new ones at konbini toka. If you're that type of a person, then you must be generating a lot of waste.
Well, I haven't used up any mobile batteries yet, but the cables fail a lot. The thing is, what I was doing is trying not to generate electronic waste, because I used the same phone for, I don't know, how many years is that? 7 years? I used the same phone for a really long time, and I used the same computer for as long as that would last. But as you try to keep using the same things, you end up buying accessories to try to keep it working. So I don't know how productive that was. I've probably thrown out, I don't know, 5 kilos of just cables.
I guess sasugani your phone got too old.
Actually, my
earphones, 最近なんか気づいたら電源のボタンがなくなってて、Bose のやつ。So there's a button and then it's covered by the silicone thingy.
Okay.
The silicone thing is there, but その中のボタンが急になくなっ、起きたら急になくなってるみたいな感じでなくて。
Physically, it's just gone.
It's physically gone. I don't know what happened. So now I have to kind of press it 直に。
How does that?
It's pretty annoying, but it's still working, so I'm using it. And it's not that cheap. I mean, I have no idea how much it costs. Because I've been using this for, I don't know, some years now. But I actually want AirPods.
Ooh, the udon.
でもさ、絶対なくなるっていうか、私の寝ながら聞きたいのね。
Are you talking about the AirPods or the AirPods Pro with the gomu? Gomu nashi? You want the total plastic? The plastic one?
Oh, wait. Pro comes with 何? It comes with this この何? Connecting cable thing?
No. Pro has the... あれなんていうの? The... あのゴムの部分 inside your ear.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want.
What the hell is that
called? The, noise cancelling のやつついてるじゃん?
Isn't that like 6万 or something crazy?
Really? I don't know, anyway, it's not that much,
but it's expensive.
My husband has it, and sometimes I borrow it, and it's really good, but... でもさ、あれさ、寝るとき使えないよね。あれつけたまま寝たらさ、朝絶対なくなってるじゃん、どっちか。
It also hurts your ears, I think, if you sleep with it in.
Oh yeah, so usually I put only one in. で、だから、なんていうの?枕に当たんないように片っぽだけ入れてそのまま寝るんだけど。
Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah?
Last night I fell asleep with my, it was really cold last night. And I passed out with my denki mofu at max heat.
Oh my god.
Under like tons of futon. And I didn't wake up for three and a half.
Under tons of futon? What's under the futon?
Well, just the under blanket? Tons of blankets. No, I
you
I
were? Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. And I just passed out for 3.5 hours. I was just cooking like a lobster.
何?
For 3.5 hours on full heat, denki mofu. And I felt horrible when I woke up. It was like 4 a.m. I woke up and I'm like, and like, I was completely dried out. Like, it was horrible. I was not happy.
That's scary.
It is, right? And I guess there's no timer or anything on mine. So I just I just cooked for 3 hours. I'm surprised I feel as good as I do right now because, I was really rough this morning.
Do you usually turn it off when you go to bed or?
Usually I turn it
what
off.
What do people do?
Or I will put it on the absolute lowest setting if it's really cold. But never, never should you sleep with it on high heat.
You should just ditch that and buy the Toshiba pot that I'm recommending for the millionth time.
The Toshiba
humidifier.
Oh. Wait, Toshiba になったの? I thought あれ, it was Zojirushi.
あ、そう、 Zojirushi だ。 Yeah, Zojirushi.
I have one already. I already
what?
Have Zojirushi.
Are you running it at night?
Yeah, yeah.
It is not enough?
No,
but your apartment's
basically
outside,
is,
yeah.
It's all windows. My bathroom is outside. Yeah. And then all my windows are like rattling... And they just let air in. Okay. So.
これ言ってるからね、たまになんかマイケルってどういうところに住んでんだろうってツイッターで言われるんだよね。あの、で本当に外、あの、窓の、だから立て付けが悪いんだよね、要は。だからこう隙間風っていうかさ、yeah. 常になんか外に外気が漏れ入ってるみたいな。
換気がいい。
換気が良すぎる。
Yeah,
so, パンデミックには最適。
Yeah, and my bed is right next to the window, and so it just gets really, really cold. And I hate turning on the heater.
Yeah, yeah,
me too. I hate
暖房.
It just kills me.
そっか、あの象印つけてるとむしろもう結構暑いぐらいになったりするけど。
My plan was to use the denki mofu to warm the bed before I got in bed. So what I do is I turn denki mofu to max power. It's like oidaki, right?
Yeah.
So you turn denki mofu to max power and then you get in bed after it's warm and then you turn denki mofu off.
Yeah.
And that way you don't have the thing where you're not cold and you get in bed and you're like you're
right.
freezing.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So that's the main way I like to use it, but I just forgot. Or I guess I fell asleep. That's what happened. I was watching people gathering at the Capitol building, and I totally forgot to turn off the denki mofu.
Okay, yeah, it's all their fault. Definitely.
It's totally,
everything is their fault. Everything.
Well, it's just
bad that's happening right now.
I'm not trying to blame anyone. yeah, I'm glad I'm not dead this morning. That's great.
Yeah.
I feel very good about not being dead this morning. Although I felt halfway there.
Wait, so what? That happened during the night? Japan
yeah, I
time?
Woke up at 4 a.m.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I was trying to go back to sleep, but the live stream that I had been watching was showing people like... pulling the barricades and starting to get into the building. So it was hard for me to get back to sleep. In addition to feeling physically terrible, I was sort of mentally concerned about what seemed to be happening.
Yeah, すごいよ。これ教科書載るよね、普通に多分。
I don't know what's going to happen with textbooks. They're going to have two versions.
I saw a picture of this guy who got into Pelosi's office and took a picture, took one of her envelopes out and took a picture with it outside the building.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was like, 本当になんていうの、構造的差別の可視化みたいな。なんか、it's, なんていうんだろうね。Privilege の権化じゃないけど、ここまでやっても無事でいられるんだっていう。
Well,
すごいなって思
った。Someone died. Someone got shot, you know.
Yeah, one person, yeah.
Yeah, so...
But that's it.
Well, it seemed like the police sort of gave in at some point. There's some video of the police letting the protesters
I saw
in.
It too.
I don't know the context for that or what exactly is going on, but... I think that wasn't smart. Because once they got up to the building, they just broke the window and started going in there. And I don't know. It's not, obviously it's not okay. But it's like we've seen this visual so many times now where people are like rioting and being confrontational with the police and they try to desecrate some building. And I think that the Republicans are not... They've been putting out a very strong message against exactly this kind of behavior this whole time.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know what the public take on this is necessarily. I haven't really seen how people are reacting to this, but I think it's pretty tragic. And it's embarrassing, frankly, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly what my husband was saying. He was like, this is so embarrassing. I mean, this is a national security problem too, right? I mean, it's so easy to do this, it seems like, you know? So,
well, if the police, you know, cooperate with the protesters, it's not going to be very hard for them to do what they want.
It's like, wow, I didn't know you could do that so easily. So it's pretty surprising.
Those guys are probably going to get in a lot of trouble. I don't think that there's going to be that much sympathy for them from anybody, because I don't think that what they did, you know, helped Trump at all. This is like the worst thing that they could have done. I mean, literally during the vote counting, you know, when they're all voting that, what's her name? Loeffler or whoever's running for Senate in Georgia. She cited the incident as the reason why she wasn't going to protest the accreditation of the election, essentially. So, and that had been her, she said that had been her position, that she had intended to oppose, you know, the swearing in of Biden and all that. But she changed her mind as soon as that whole thing happened at the Capitol building. So, and I think a lot of people feel that, it's just tragic. And hopefully this isn't something that leads to anything else, I guess. You know?
Right. Yeah.
Trump said that on his Twitter before he was... I think he's suspended now for...
He is, yes, for 12 some time. Hours.
Well. But he said, no violence. Don't start shit with law enforcement. And I think people should reiterate Trump's position to these people that are pushing. And say, you know... Yeah, people were really hyped up to go to the Capitol and protest and to make a statement, but what just happened is totally, you know, outside of what anyone can really accept at this point. So,
well, Trump did say like no violence and stuff, but he also showed great empathy towards these people. And I don't think that helps.
I have some empathy for those people, though. I understand, like, how this happened. You know, people believe crazy shit, and they're going to act on their beliefs. And some people...
But it has already...
It's like,
but
it's has unfortunate already, that they believe what they believe.
Well, it's not anyone showing empathy for them. It's Trump, you know? He's basically their leader. So, you know,
that's
I
why
think,
it's important to reiterate what he said, you know?
So I think that, you know, if he shows... that kind of, you know, deep empathy, it could escalate to something even worse. You know, that's what I thought. So, なんていうの、なんか、一応プレゼデントとして no violence とかは言わなきゃいけない。その建前はあるけど、本音は違うんだっていうふうにも、その今もう、その場にいる人たちからすると、捉えられる可能性があるから、と思ったけどね。
I think there's a great, a great responsibility for Trump to empathize with those people in order to maintain his ability to prevent anything from getting more extreme. If Trump can't influence those people, they're going to just break loose. And I've already been seeing the messaging. Trump has given up. He's done. You know, Trump is off the wagon. And so the most extreme of these people will absolutely keep going, Trump or not, because they think that what's happening is a total, you know, they think that the country is being taken over by essentially evil forces that have corrupted the system. So if Trump doesn't maintain control of his base and reinforce the message that any of this extreme action is inappropriate, then I think they would break loose, and it could actually get really violent, you know.
It's really, I mean, it really reminded me that democracy is so fragile. Like, we've been, so like, I know some people who were very, very concerned that Trump will say something to rile people up, you know, be like, hey, you know, stand up and do something. And he could if he wanted to, right? But we're actually depending on 何性善説じゃないけどそこまではしないだろうみたいな。But we could easily choose someone who would do something like that, right? We've just been lucky that Trump wasn't, you know, that person who would go that far.
You mean to like declare a civil war or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. And just like, you know, talk to the camera and say like, you know, grab your guns and, you know, let's just do something about this. So like, but when I think about that, it's really scary, and democracy is very, very fragile in that sense.
I think, yeah. Well, there haven't been that many democracies or representative democracies or republics over the course of human history. There was a right. very long period of time where there were no democracies or anything after, you know, the fall of the Roman Empire, which some people are referencing now as a potential,
right.
you know, reference for what's going on. I don't know how applicable that metaphor is, hopefully not too representative.
Right.
But there are certainly dangers and various pitfalls for republics like the United States.
Yeah, I mean, like, なんかこんなギリギリの状態まで行ってしまうっていうなんか。まあ、it's not like it happened overnight. どんどん徐々にエスカレートしたわけだけど、何年もかけて。でもそれにしてもこう、ね、そのトランプがどういうふうにリスポンスするかによって全然違う結果になるわけだから、それに一重にかかってしまってるっていうのはすごい危ない状況だなと思う、本当に。
What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. I wish we could all pretend that it didn't happen and just shukushukuto naka hikitsugi
というかさ. One thing that's interesting is people on the internet have identified a lot of the characters that ended up
oh, yeah.
in like the, you know, Pelosi's office or whatever, and the
yeah, the guy in some costume.
Oh, the horned guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are several people that have been identified from past protests. And this is all fog of war stuff, you know. This just happened. So it's unclear exactly.
There's been a lot of conspiracy tweets that I've seen where people crop pictures and claim that these people were leading Black Lives Matter protests and stuff. I've actually...
Are you just talking about the horned guy from Arizona?
The horned guy and two neo-Nazi guys. I've seen pictures like being cropped on purpose to make these claims. And it was really hard to believe like what these guys are doing. But
well, things are cropped. Things are photoshopped.
Yeah,
things are being posted that are years old, and people are saying it's like just happened, and it's unbelievable how much fake news is.
Yeah,
on
like
there.
For example, like they're using this horned guy's picture at BLM protests, mm-hmm. and they have purposely cropped out his picket sign that said "Q sent me," and saying that "See, he's Antifa." You know, he's a Black Lives Matter supporter posing Cute. As a Trump supporter. And they've done the same with two other neo-Nazi guys who made it to the Capitol, cropping their pictures, making it look like, you know, they were either Antifa or anti-Trump or whatever.
I don't know what their affiliations are, but certainly they are prominent characters that have been at the front of a lot of violent events.
Yeah, and these guys are like self-proclaimed, you know, neo-Nazi or
really? I haven't
Q people
anything.
Like the horn guy, for example. You know,
but
he's been in media.
Neo-Nazi. I don't think.
Well, I mean, like they wouldn't say they're neo-Nazi, but they belong to these like huge groups that are associated with KKKs and stuff. And this.
Do you know which groups?
There's like. Well, I forget the names, but there's like a picture of them with all the names and organizations when they were interviewed by the media in the past. And the horn guy has been in media interviews, and he has said himself that he's part of this Q activities and stuff. So it's really crazy to me that these people are trying to say that, you know, these guys are actually Antifas and they were leading Black Lives Matter. And there are actually a lot of Japanese people who are supporting Trump because they are anti-China, spreading all kinds of, you know, misinformation like this.
Well, the problem is the mainstream media has spread so much misinformation. They've just lost respect from so many people,
yeah,
including
but that,
in Japan.
Yeah,
and they're still doing it. You know, to frame this as an intentional coup by Trump is absurd. That's kind of absurd, you know, an intentional coup.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean that
I was watching a live stream. There's people were trying to start shit. A lot of Trump supporters were actually trying to stop the people that were trying to break through the barricades. And I think this has been just generally denounced and I don't know. The idea that this was an intentional attempt to like overthrow the government. I mean, it would be the most pathetic attempt I've ever seen if that's what it was. I just don't believe that.
I mean, there are a lot of scenarios that people are coming up with, but it's just, I mean, these like pictures and like cropped out pictures and stuff that are easily, you know, that can easily be confirmed if
it can't
real
though.
Or not.
It can't easily be confirmed.
Well,
we
the horn guy, for example, it's so easy because he's been in the media. He's his pictures and
maybe.
His comments are everywhere.
I could create an image of the horn guy holding, you know, Antifa merch in 5 seconds. I swear. And people wouldn't be able to tell the difference. I could do that.
Yeah,
right
but
now.
I mean, like, yeah, but I mean, like the pictures that's circulating, the cropped picture and the
I'm
original picture.
We don't know what the original is necessarily.
But
I agree with your general assessment in
yeah,
this case.
Yeah, I mean, in
but
this particular, we're talking about this. Of course, we can say like, yeah, we can create anything. We can create Trump, you know, talking about coup or whatever, you know, at some dinner with deep fake. Yeah, we can do that. We can do anything, you know. But in this particular case, it's really easy to confirm, and yet people are willing to spread it. So that's really unbelievable to me.
Yeah. I think it's normal now.
Like, I understand that people, a lot of people, you know, lost faith in mass media, and mass media is responsible for that. But that does not mean that you can create misinformation and spread it to push your point, right? So, and that's what I'm seeing everywhere now.
Mm-hmm.
And that is insane.
Yeah. So the point I'm making is that cropping an image is the least sophisticated version of this. And I can perform far more sophisticated versions of fake news myself very, very quickly, just as a matter of fact. And so we need to be very careful, thinking that the veracity of this material is easy to come by, you know?
Yeah, so, the thing is, people don't even need, you know, sophisticated technology to be, you know, deceived or whatever. It's, I don't know.
But they're doing it. I'm just saying it exists.
I thought that this year I wouldn't really have to talk about Trump anymore because, you know, the president's going to be a different person and it's a new start. But we still have, like, what, 2 weeks?
Until who knows? Yeah.
It's a long time. It's only 2 weeks, but...
Yeah, and we have, obviously, the whole virus thing is reaching some sort of a peak.
ね、東京もすごい増えちゃったし、right、もう病院も結構大変なことになってるって見てるからもう家にいるしかないまた、
mm. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I don't know. Survive.
Survive.
Yeah.
I guess that's noble.
Realistic, right?
Yeah, I mean,
survive, like mentally and physically.
A lot of people are getting caught. A lot of people are getting caught in difficult situations. Mentally. Do you have any particular plan for your mental?
Well, so the thing is, I kind of insomnia がちょっと戻ってきてしまってるので、ちょっと夜にメディテーションのオーディオ聞きながら寝るとか、なんか、心の余裕を演出するために花を買ってみるとか、そういう、ちょっとメンタルヘルスに、I pay attention to it. って感じかな。まあ、あとだからその、まあ、こういうね、トランプの話だけじゃないけど、まあ、それ政治とかの話ですごいストレスを感じたときに、まあ、あんまりそれに、コンスームされないようにするっていうか、もうちょっと一回閉じて、自分の目の前の生活にフォーカスするようにするとか。You know, there are a lot of things that you're supposed to be doing. So.
In your like actual life, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have an apartment and my son is happy and, you know,
like errands.
That's all that matters, right? And I remind myself of that.
Yeah.
And that helps.
I think a lot of people do allow themselves to become consumed in sort of these current events. And I was feeling that a little bit last night, but I always remember this quote. Well, there's two that I always remember. One is, don't panic. At the other is, do not give in to astonishment. There's something that happens to your mind when you enter a state of astonishment. Like, oh, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah. Oh.
And then from there, you sort of derail and you just start going like on some manic tirade of ruminating or something, right? You're just not the cool person in the room anymore. You know, you can't see things objectively anymore. You're too consumed by fear. So the first thing I do to try to think clearly is to dissipate fear. So when I see a situation that seems like, oh my God, like where, you know, what's going to happen with all this? You know, don't panic. Do not give in to astonishment. And toriaze, we'll make it. So, and then you can sort of assess, what seems to be going on.
Right.
It doesn't mean that it's good. It's just for yourself so that you can look at it in a calmer, less dire way.
Yeah. I personally think that it's also important to remember that it's okay if you're not okay. Like, you don't have to panic really and try to become okay as soon as possible, because that's my tendency. I freak out and be like, oh my God, why am I not okay? And I give myself a lot of pressure. So like I was thinking the other day how, you know, like since I talked about my mom, a lot of people have sent me emails and, you know, messages saying like, you know, I've lost someone too, or, you know, whatever. And I wonder, you know, if I thought that, well, I mean, I don't want to cry in public. I never want to cry when I'm recording, but like, I try to seem like I'm okay. And I don't know if that helps other people. If they are like, if they're people like me, do you know what I mean? If they listen to me talk and, you know, 普通に喋ってるのを聞いて、oh, you know, she's okay, why am I not okay? みたいな、思ったら、やだなってこの間ちょっと思った。だから、
well, people, if you have the ability to seem okay, that's like a big deal, you know? When you lose that, I think it can be devastating for people. Even if you're like not necessarily like okay, or like great.
Yeah.
You know, the ability to sort of present yourself the way you want to, is a testament in itself.
Yeah. I guess I just wanted to say that, like, you know, if something really sad happens, like, you're not going to be okay for a while, and that's normal. Right. But like, people, I mean, I tend to forget that, and I'm sure that there are people out there who forget that too.
Right. It's the sort of avoiding a panic attack about your panic attack, you know?
Yeah.
There's no need for that. So once you're freaking out, it's like, you're already freaking out. Don't freak out about, you know,
freaking out. Yeah,
freaking out.
Exactly. So it's just, yeah, 本当にそうで、
that kind of drives you up the wall.
だからなんかそういう人もいっぱいいるんじゃないかなと思って、まあ、特に今ね、あのパンデミックだから知ってる人が亡くなる人っていうのもいっぱいいるだろうし。まあ、みんなで時間をかけて大丈夫になればいいから焦る必要はないよねっていう。So yeah, I mean, it's a great start of the year. wonderful, fresh start.
Supposedly, so, yeah. I guess it's snowing a lot in Japan.
Ah, yeah, そうなの。あ、そうだね。あ、ニュースでちょっと見た。
Yeah, it's
大変だよね。
Like insane amounts of snow.
Mm.
There's just people driving around with like a car worth of snow on top of their car. That's what I saw.
大変.
So.
Here it's cold, but it's not as cold.
Yeah. It's supposed to get colder, I think.
そうなんだ.
But yeah, be careful with your denki mofu. It'll try to kill you. What if I didn't wake up? I would just be roasted. I probably have some low temperature burn on my back or something.
I've never owned it, so I don't even know.
Really? You've never owned Denki Mohu?
ないよ。買ったことない。
What about... What about Denki Carpet?
電気カーペットもないよ。
What about?
Well, my apartment has 床暖. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, 床暖 is the shit, man. It's the best. Yeah. The cats love it too.
Yeah.
Anyway, 文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、iPad、Mac、Android 公式アプリからチェックできますので試してみてください。番組の継続のためにサポートいただけると本当に助かります。購読してくださっている方々、バイリンガルニュース .jp でグッズを購入してくださっている方々、本当にありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。
皆様のおかげで番組が成り立っています。インスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブックやってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。
Oh, I wanted to say, we've made a lot of updates to our app. So if you had difficulty with that before, hopefully it's perfect now. And if not, let me know.
お願いします。
Yeah.
Yeah, so 今年1年よろしくお願いします。マイケルも。
よろしくお願いします。
おしまい。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。